This is North Shore Today, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber for Thursday, November 2, 2023. I'm Rick Moore.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, North Shore football playoffs kick off tomorrow night. Rick?
In the news, a Salem man has been charged with the murder of a Salem State student and basketball player. 18-year-old Michelle Pena Canella was charged with yesterday's early morning fatal shooting near the Salem State campus. Carls Hens Belliard was a freshman basketball player on the Vikings team out of Worcester who died from the shooting. Below in this post, we have details on a vigil that will be held for him on campus tonight at 7 p.m. In political news, the city of Salem has six candidates running for four seats on the city councilor-at-large race. Four incumbents are seeking re-election. They are Domingo Dominguez, Ty Hapworth, Alice Merkel, and Conrad Prosnewski. Dustin Luca in today's Salem News reports that there are two challengers in the race, Kyle Davis and Felipe Zamborini. A car crash in Lynn yesterday on Chatham Street left more than 600 customers without power for about 30 minutes. According to the Daily Item, the driver of the vehicle was charged with several offenses, including leaving the scene of an accident. Fuddruckers restaurant in Saugus is closing at the end of the year. The Daily Item is reporting that the Route 1 restaurant will be closing after 35 years in business. There's a location in Reading near the Jordan's Furniture Store that will remain open. The closing in Saugus is due to issues with being able to secure a fair lease. And there's a new fire chief in Newbury. Yesterday morning, David Evans was sworn into office. Evans has served as a full-time lieutenant and EMT with the Groveland Fire Department and as deputy chief of the West Newbury Fire Department. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics beat the Indiana Pacers last night at the Garden, 155-104. That's right, 155-104. Up next for the Celtics, the NBA Finals. The Bruins host the Maple Leafs tonight. The Patriots host the Washington Commanders on Sunday at 1. Patriots quarterback Mac Jones speaking yesterday.
Striving for getting better and working together and communicating and figuring out how to win by week versus looking at the grand picture. You know, just look at the week. What do we need to do? How do we practice to do it? And then go out there and have fun and do it on Sunday.
That's called breaking it down. In high school football playoff action tomorrow night, Salem will host their first ever playoff game. Dennis Yarmouth coming to town. Here is Witches coach Matt Bouchard on their talented quarterback, the one that they'll be facing.
Their quarterback is extremely talented. You know, he actually takes advantage of what defenses give him. Their coaching staff puts their receivers in space and really forces you to defend the field vertically and horizontally. The other challenge with him is that he's a slippery quarterback too, right? So he's a kid that not only can hurt you with the arm, but he can hurt you with his legs. So
Salem coach Matt Bouchard. Danvers High School will be hosting Blackstone Valley tomorrow night. Danvers coach Ryan Nolan talks about the multiple offense that Blackstone Valley will bring to Danvers.
I think offensively, they're across the board, they do a lot of things. They'll get into an I formation with the tight end under center, and they'll run the ball, power type football. They also have shown looks as well, and will throw the ball around. A lot of the perimeter screens and pass concepts that we've seen throughout the course of this year. They do a lot offensively, and they got a quarterback that has the ability to roll out, throw the ball on the run well, going to the right and going to the left. So they're a solid team all around. So we got to be ready for a lot of things. But at the same time, I think the schedule we played throughout the course of the year helps us to prepare for a team that's diverse like them.
Then you have Winthrop traveling to Fairhaven. The Vikings, the number 9 seed, just missing out on getting a home game. But as Winthrop coach John Cadigan tells us, they will be facing a very unique offense tomorrow night, the triple option.
Their offense in itself, the triple option, presents major problems, just in the sense that it's going to be very tough to replicate the speed of it during practice. In addition to, obviously, being 7-1, so they have talented players. So you know, right, first and foremost, you know, for us defensively, it's certainly going to be a big challenge.
Winthrop football coach John Cadigan. Check out our website for game previews and interviews with North Shore coaches. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Thursday, and along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.